Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Final four games of the season. In honor of the Denver Broncos coming up with a new motto after losing eight straight, theirs is terrible. I still can't believe theirs is as dumb as it is.
No surviving.
No surviving. So let's make a good motto, not like theirs, which is a bad motto. 800-636-1067 is how you can get a hold of us on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan.
My motto is pack it in. These games are meaningless, and every time the Redskins have won some meaningless games, they've made poor decisions come up in the offseason. They feel validated, these bad front offices. They have a misrepresentation of who they actually are. They say, we're really close. That means we'll trade for Adam Archuleta. We're really close. We'll get one player. We're right there. All we needed was a couple healthy guys. Whether they had health or not, they weren't good enough this year. They weren't close. They're not as close as we think they are. They need a lot of help in a lot of spots. I need them to understand that. Winning empty games against bad teams that have also packed it in like the Giants, etc., won't help that. You've got the opposite approach, though.
Yeah, I do. The Archuleta reference is 13 years old, and they very rarely now go out and splurge on big-time players. The one guy they've signed to a ton of money in the last several years, dating back to like 2008 with Albert Haynesworth, is Josh Norman, who's deserving of the money. They don't do that anymore. And I don't think they operate as if they're a player away. I do, however, think that they're making strides and that they are closer. And I hope that the sell to this fan base gets easier if they can see the results, because I think people need to. They can't see process all the time. They can see results. So for me, my motto the rest of the way is go down swinging. Do everything you can to win as many games as possible. Oh, by the way, this is not like you're winning four games to get to 6-10 when you're 2-10. I might be more in line with you if we're talking about draft positioning in the top 10 or something. You could get to 9-7. You could have a winning season that are so rare around here for the third time in a row. There's still a lot at stake for this group. And if you get to 9-7, there is a chance, albeit not a great one, that you could absolutely be playing in a game that's relevant for the postseason in week 17. So until you're eliminated, number one, and until you don't have a chance at a winning season, number two, both of which could happen after this weekend, frankly, the idea of packing it in just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There's some good tweets coming in at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Athami, our producer, says, get the printer ready. He is ready to get some contracts signed with Kirk Cousins and Zach Brown and some of the other players on one-year deals.
Get some one-year deals in.
Slogan. Jonathan says, my Redskins motto would be, finish like you are starting. You get that one?
Finish like you're starting. Meaning you started out well? Finish like that? Kind
Maybe.
Of along on to what you're saying? Question mark?
Real Guy Lo Ren is with you. Don't compound your losses trying to win. Just basically lose every game possible. Let's go to the phones. Fred is in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Fred?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. My slogan is, time to set Cook. Don't let him get hurt. And a season that's is over, and he's the most valuable player, the franchise tag. Don't at this particular point really compound things. Can you imagine if he got hurt? I think that maybe the lines that the Giants could have been thinking about moving on from Eli.
I'd love to give the Giants credit, but that is not what they were thinking about. They were just in the middle of dysfunction and disaster, and they made a weird decision.
Yeah, honestly, at this point for the Giants, this is a terrible thing to say, but it wouldn't be that bad if Eli got hurt. It would make it easier for them to move on, because that's what they're planning on doing anyway. You know, I mean, not that you'd wish it, not that that's what they're about, but they don't have that kind of thought process.
His slogan, though, is to basically keep Kirk healthy enough going into the offseason.
Keep that man safe.
To make that decision. Brendan's got a good one, our producer. He says, let Rooster walk.
Yeah.
Of course, if the Redskins lose their last four games at 5-11, Chris Russell will have to walk from this studio to Ashburn if he follows through on that deal. I'd like to advocate that we don't make Chris Russell do that. That would just be my preference, but I think I'll be in the vast minority.
You will be in the minority on that one.
800-636-1067. Speaking of Chris Russell, he'll be on the show in 8 minutes at 11, so we can ask him all about that.
Walk is in play. Walk.
Josh in Arlington, what's up?
Grant, I yelled at you on Friday. Today, I am in lockstep with you, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm going Rocky IV. I'm saying no pain, no pain.
Ooh, good pull, Rocky IV.
I love that reference. That's good. I just got a tweet from Mike who says, winning on the field for Goose.
There we go.
He wants to cash in some dubs for Goose Allen. Kid Jet says, let's all take the fetal position. He wants to just crawl into a corner and wait for the season to end.
Just take a knee and punt on third. I get it.
Bobby and Olney, how are you?
Hey, guys. So, Grant, I understand what you're saying and everything. However, winning teams have a winning culture, and they do things differently. They're not broken like ours. So I'm with Danny on this. And my slogan is, sometimes when you have a disease, you need a fever. And Bruce Allen is that disease.
Oh,
so what's the fever?
You got to cut it out. So the fever gets rid of the infection because you've got to go through some bad times before you can get to the good. And maybe it gets bad enough that old Bruce gets himself canned. That's the hope right there from that caller. Now, it's not going to happen because Dan and Bruce are attached to the hip. And right now, Bruce is just the most persona grata in Dan's ivory tower office.
He's Vinny.
But 2.0. If it's socially acceptable Vinny. But if it gets bad enough, and this, again, keep in mind, this lawsuit that Scott McLuhan has against the Redskins, a lot of stuff's going to become public. There could be some embarrassment if they lose their last four games. Maybe Bruce is gone. The hope for the Redskins fans is normal GM functional organization. And that's very far-fetched.
Yeah, again, though, I can't hope for incorrect things so that people make decisions that go against the decisions they've made for years. Like, it's not rational to assume that Dan's going to do something he's not going to do. But I'll just hope for something bad to happen in the meantime because it might make it more likely that he does it. I've been around this block too many times.
You could be the Wizards and just continue to be in the exact same spot you've been in for
NBA is very different.
38
years. Baseball. NBA and baseball, the two worst things to be, in my opinion, or the two sports where the worst thing to be is mediocre. Football, worst to first all the time. Every offseason is kind of a chance to completely overhaul the operation. I think the NFL is very different. We don't always view it that way when people advocate tanking and things like that. But you don't have to. You can go 7-9, 8-8, 8-8, 12-4, 7-9, 7-9, 6-10, 13-3. You've seen the Bengals do it. You've seen the Eagles do it. A bunch of teams recently. Peter says, cheers to $8 tickets on StubHub.
There you go.
That's a good slogan. Get yourself into the stadium for $8. Pete, what do you got?
Prove it. I think that this team has not proved it this year. They've got some really nice games against, you know, the Seahawks and the Vikings and things like that, but they've also crapped out against the 49ers. And I don't think we know what this team is. And unfortunately, 5-11 shows what this team is, which is burn it down and start all over again. And if these games that we have coming up were at the beginning of the season and we had gone through and won them, where we are at right now is very different than where we are at this current time with how the schedule has played out. And so I think that they really need to go pound on some bad teams and prove that they are the team that we would like to believe that they can be.
Appreciate you, Pete. Thank you, buddy. Grant and Danny on the fan. Chris Russell is with us next. We'll get the latest on the Skins, and we'll discuss if he is actually preparing in any way to make that walk to Ashburn in the event that the team does finish 5-11. You're listening to the fan.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.